from Victoria's racing heartland, the show dedicated to keeping Victoria country racing strong. Welcome to Coffee Country with Harry Coffee, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall.
Welcome to Coffee Country on this Thursday afternoon, 9 minutes past 12. And congratulations to Harry. He's had a successful wedding there last Saturday. And looking at the photos, Harry did a wonderful job. And well done to Mr. and Mrs. Coffee. And I think they're still enjoying their final day of their honeymoon before Harry has to go back to work.
Yeah, well, he told us he's taking annual leave. So we'll give him that one and enjoy his time off because I see he's got rides tomorrow. So no rest for the wicked, as they say. But, congrats to Harry and Taylor. The photos look great and at the Murray Downs homestead there and look like a bit of a few loose jockeys there. But, they look like they had a great
day. Well, Dean Yendall bounced back because he went to the wedding on Saturday and he was walking the track nice and early there at Donald on the Sunday. So it looks like he handled himself pretty well there in Swan Hill. And I guess he would be used to travelling Donald to Swan Hill's just around the corner for jockeys like Dean Yendall.
Yeah, well, I think at one stage at Horsham, he had a car. He was sponsored by the local Toyota, wasn't he? And he got a free ute every year and he probably clocked up the Ks. He'd be used to it.
Country Cup's left, right and centre once again. Looking forward to it this weekend. The biggest one, of course, is the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup on Saturday afternoon. But before we discuss all of those Country Cups, Shane Wall will be our country character of the week. Shane Wall's been a starter for, more than four decades?
Maybe? Yeah, pretty amazing, and recently retired at Donald on Sunday.
So they've always got great stories, people like Shane who've been in the game for so long. But we've got a competition coming your way. Now, this time next week, we'll be straight after the show, I'll be heading to Wodonga with Mitchell Beer and yourself. Manny Stewart will be with us. I think the Hornet's turning up as well. We're going to Wodonga Cup Day. But on the Thursday night, we're doing a Calcutta at Albury for the Wodonga Cup. The pub that we're doing it at is one of the great pubs, Maggie.
It is the SSA Club in Albury. Next Thursday night, we'll be probably hitting the road about now next week.
Yep, looking forward to it. So if you're around that region, we'd love for you to come and say good day and enjoy a good night. I love a Calcutta as well. We can find a little bit of value. Already there's $1,000 in the pool. We'll be selling tickets throughout the week, I think, at the SSNA Club. And tickets are, I think, $5. And we're giving away $20 worth of tickets. So we're going to give four away, basically, or four lots of five. So $100 worth of tickets. And the first four people with the correct answer to this question get those tickets. But you do need to be around the Albury-Wodonga area and you do need to be in attendance to collect this prize, to be in the draw.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's a pretty good prize considering you mentioned there's already $1,000 in the pool. I was speaking to you during the week. You reckon you can get it up to $20,000 on the night with your good auctioneer skills. So we'll see. But the question is, so for anyone wanting to win tickets into the Calcutta for next week's Wodonga Cup is, Zach Spain rode the winner last year.
Yes.
How many Wodonga Cups has he won?
All right then. So Zach Spain won the Wodonga Cup there last year. The clue is that he's won more than one, and he won it last year. So how many cups has Zach Spain won to enter the competition to get some tickets into the Calcutta? You need to answer that question, and the first four people with the correct answer, but you need to be at the Calcutta at Albury next Thursday night to collect the prize. This will test how many listeners we've got in the northeastern part of Victoria, but 0416 90 50 52. 0416 90 50 52. To enter that competition. Maggie, Ballarat Cup on Saturday afternoon. This meeting, a 10-race program, and it'll be terrific because crowds will be there and for the first time that we can interact with the trainers. So
yeah, the bubble's gone.
I can't wait for that. Yeah, the bubble has disappeared, which is terrific.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's exciting for the club. Obviously, it's their feature race day, and they ran it with crowds last year, albeit very limited. So it's exciting for the Ballarat region to get back, and I think, judging by the fields, it's a strong race card and supported by the top trainers and jockeys going there, and it's, worth $500,000. So I think that race is hard to pick. I think a lot of people are really keen on Thought of That. Everyone's saying the M word around the traps around here, but I looked at one of Quinny's tweets that he put out during the week. I think it was the average price of the Ballarat Cup winner in the last 10 years is over $16 or something like that. So it's known to get a bit of a roughie up. Irish Flame obviously won it last year, paying about $19. So maybe there's some value to be found.
And the Scott team won it. Brett Scott won it last year. Is that right?
They did. He did. him and Kylie, and then went on and obviously had the Gallywood winner this year. They had a good year, but that was probably one of the biggest training wins of his career. So looking forward to it. And as I mentioned, lots of prize money across the card, and it's not the only Country Cup this weekend.
Barry the Baptist, he's competing at Ballarat on Saturday. He's the king of the country.
He is. He's won a few. And he was back in the winner's circle on Saturday at Dunkeld. So that was fantastic to see for Paul Jones and the team there. He didn't make it into the cup field, but he is running around, I think, in race
number 7 in the benchmark 84. He's a $61 chance in that race.
Well, one thing you know about Barry, he'll be fighting it out. And I think, you know, people probably scoff at Dunkeld form, but all you can do is win and show up on the day. So I think they're quietly confident, and $61, you could have a little each way play there.
And just with Barry the Baptist, have you seen a more popular country horse? We get them now and then, and they don't necessarily have to be the best horses going around. I know Nan Kervis was the king of the picnics, wasn't he, really? And everybody gave him a big cheer when he was competing in the picnics. But I think Barry, and Harry pointed out on Coffee Country last week, he has started to build a bit of a cult following.
Yeah, he has. In my short time at country racing, he's definitely up there. But I think Vianden takes the cake in most recent memory, winning, I think when he won Country Horse of the Year, he won about 4 or 5 country cups and competed within 3 in 10 days. So I wish I had Harry on now to talk about him, because he was a star, but Barry is as well. And he obviously won our Country Horse of the Year 2 years ago. So he might be trying to get that back. Correct. Off Wentwood.
Donald had a good day on the Sunday.
They did, and it was great to see people there. It was a windy old day at Donald. But I think another jockey that you got to keep your eye on, Madison Lloyd, she won the Donald Cup aboard Portland Jimmy, who was also pretty prolific across the country season last year, winning 3 country cups. So it was good for Maddie. She came up the inside and trusted herself. She's obviously moved to Ballarat from Swan Hill under the care of the McAvoy team now. So I'm sure she's learning a lot, and that's one of the biggest wins of her career.
And Portland Jimmy's been a great horse, hasn't he, for Connections? And it was a terrific training performance. I think he was first up there in the Donald Cup last Sunday.
Yeah, well, never underestimate Paddy Payne. Correct. And I think, you know, he's got another horse going to the Ballarat Cup in WT, and it's currently a $35 shot. And it's first up, or just about, and I think he missed the Kyneton Cup. He might be a little nice little chance at 35-1.
Shane Wall's about to join us, but just quickly on the Cranbourne Cup day, their first ever Victorian Metro meeting on a Saturday afternoon. How did the club go? Did they enjoy it? Was it a success? Unfortunately, we all know the weather wasn't great.
Yeah, there was a few nervous moments, I guess, heading to the track, whether the races would go on, but credit to the whole team and participants who competed. It was such a fantastic day. I think being on course, it was just full of energy, and everyone was very overexcited to be back, but it was great to see Cranbourne Cup.
Shane Waller is a terrific racing story. He retired there from being a Barry attendant for more than 4 decades at Donald on Sunday afternoon. He is much loved in the racing community, and he joins us now here on Coffee Country for our Country Racing Victoria show here on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Shane. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. What was it like loading that last horse in at Donald there on Sunday?
Oh, well, I suppose it's been the end of a bit of an era. You get prepared for what you're going to do. So, the emotion's taken out of it a bit, but certainly the end of a long stint at starting,
And Shane, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but it's such a great achievement, and we have to. We always speak on Coffee Country about the unsung heroes of the sport, and you're certainly one of them. And you always talk about how great, I guess, the barrier attendants and the participants that make country racing and racing in general so great.
Yeah, that's true, Maggie. Yeah, like the start is the one that he's the one that's in the firing line, I suppose. But I started back in 75 or something like that, and the attendants in those days were just club people who may or may not know something about a horse, and the starter did all the work. But over the last 20 years, 25 years or whatever, the real unsung heroes, from my point of view, on a race day are those barrier attendants, whereas the field of 6 or a field of 24, they just managed to do it all and do it on time and with a wonderful set of skills between them all.
And it
certainly made my job a lot easier in recent years. Yeah,
I think they're terrific. And there seems to be a lot more pressure these days for the barrier attendants and the starter to make sure you start on time because of Sky Racing 1 and the commitments, and you don't want to go to Sky Racing 2. How much has the game changed from that point of view?
Well, that's certainly one of the real issues. Well, not a real issue, but it's something that's came in. You know, once upon a time you started a race, and well, historically you always the club asked you to start late so that the betting could keep accumulating. So you started, you know, 1 or 1.5 minutes late. Now you've got to start on time, but one of the things that probably a lot don't realise with starting on time is that you can't afford to guarantee your start on time by starting 2 minutes out, because if you get a young horse in a set of stalls and he's got to stand for 2 minutes, you know, you risk that horse paying up or whatever. So you're trying to start on time, but do your job far more efficiently and load your 10, 12, 14 horses in about a minute and 10 seconds. So it's brought a pressure on there that we've never had before. You know, and that, as I said, is to protect the horses. You don't want them standing too long to run out of time, yeah, or run on time.
And I'm sure that's something you learn over the years, but what is it that couple of minutes leading up to it, you've got to gauge, like you said, when they're about to start and I guess how they're going in and things like that. Take us to, I guess, a couple of minutes out before when they're loading and ready to race.
Well, yeah, I don't know. There's a great deal of science, but you do have your own things. Getting back to the barrier attendants again, you know, they're a likeable bunch, and all I request of them is for the 3 minutes from, you know, 3 minutes prior to start time that they're absolutely switched on, which they are. You know, you've got barrier blankets or whatever, you've got to make sure the barrier blankets are on the right gates, you've got to make sure challenge chains are right and any other stuff you might have to do, a blindfold or whatever. So that from 3 minutes to go is when everyone's on their toes. And if you have a look, you'll just see something said behind the barriers and everyone just fans out to where they're going and off it goes like clockwork, yeah.
Have you dealt with over the years frustrating trainers, Shane? Oh, why? You needed to load my horse first. He was in the barriers for too long.
We certainly have, Gareth. That got stamped out eventually.
Yes. You wouldn't have put up with that too much being a Mallee Bull.
Years ago, look, you always had someone coming to you with the greatest story on earth about why his horse had to be loaded last. And not invariably, but, you know, if he was a really good storyteller, he wore you down.
Yes.
It's now just, you know, gate one to gate, whatever the gate is, but we do split as well. So, you know, a field of, say, 10 or 12 will get split, so it's 1 to 6 and 7 to 12 or whatever it might be. And you just go in your order. You know, you can go in first.
Yeah.
If you've drawn gate 12 and you come and see us and you say, look, our horse, we want him in first. You can go in first, so gate 12 could go in first. But as far as going in last, no, sir.
Well, that's good. And you've in recent months, you've kind of wound down a bit. You've officially retired, but you're going to stay involved in horse racing and, I guess, head to the races and be able to enjoy it from the stands, I guess, now, Shane?
Yeah, well, I've been in it a long time on the admin side too. I was part of the Donald Club since 72, and then we had the Wimmera Racing, the formation of Wimmera Racing. I was the inaugural chairman there, so I had a bit of work to do there over the years with the assistance of a lot of people, and I've remained on the Donald Club, so I'm now the esteemed treasurer.
There you go. That's the most important job.
Club. Yeah.
Have they got a tab in Donald yet?
No, they haven't, Gareth. No, I think they're a thing of the past. You've got to have one of those phones, Gareth.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. We do, one of the local pubs surely have got to put in an EPT machine or something like that.
Yeah, well, you might better off going to a coffee shop nowadays. We're all a bit frightened of the O5 law.
Okay, there you go. We'll have to sort that out, because going to Birchip the other day, so if you're in Donald, if you wanted to go to a pub with the tab, what would be the closest? It might be...
I truly don't know. I think it's Charlton. Mates go over to Charlton on a Saturday morning. I've got 3 or 4 of them that go over and put their bets on and have a quiet hour or two. But yeah. I'm not a punter. Never been interested in punting. So no. I've been around racing all my life, but just like the horse, yeah.
Now, Shane, what about your favourite jockey to deal with? There would have been a few characters along the way that you would have been dealing with.
There's certainly been... I don't know... there's certainly characters along the way. One of the ones that got me when I first started, I went to, I started in, as I said, I don't know exactly, but about 75 or 6, and Bob Skelton was still riding. And I'll never forget Bob. He was never rattled. He'd just sit on his horse, reins loosely in his hand, And all he'd do was look at me as a starter, and then bang, when the button went, he went, you know. So I always remember his affinity with the horse and his ability to ride any mount he had. Well, I won't say any mount because we all get trouble, but, you know, ride most of the mounts he had into the gates and just sit there and wait. And that was one of the attributes I noticed about him. But characters, oh, well, there's all good ones. Some of the, yeah, not so much characters, but, you know, a bloke like Nifty Wilson in country racing was a great jockey, because he had the ability to, you know, in country racing, to support and educate and bring along the country riders that, you know, were not as experienced as elsewhere. And he was a great ear for them and a great support for us, you know, people like him. Yeah.
Yep. No, terrific stuff, Shane. You've been a great ambassador for the game, and you've done some great stuff for the game. We're going to miss you, but we'll see you at the races anyway.
Yeah, no, we'll be back, Gareth. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Good on you, Shane. Well done. Congratulations on a wonderful career.
Righto. Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, Maggie.
Great to catch up with Shane Wall. What a superstar he is. You'd love to have a beer with him. He's probably got some terrific stories to tell as well.
Yeah, well, when you asked about, you know, jockeys, and I think he probably remembers the bad ones the better ones, but he's too much of a gentleman to mention that. But that, no, a fantastic career. And, you know, he mentioned how much racing would have changed over those years and how they've adapted. He's been able to adapt and racing better for people, having people like Shane in it.
This is Coffee Country with Gareth Hall, making Payne. Harry Coffey is enjoying his honeymoon at the moment, so he'll be back next week. And on this weekend, we've got the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup Day, Kilmore Cup Day as well on the Sunday afternoon, Maggie. And is it Cup Day there at Penshurst?
Antatura. We've got four country cups.
Four country cups.
So it's pretty packed. Obviously, Penshurst traditionally race Boxing Day, but they've moved to spring, so that's good for the club. And exciting to see how they'll go. And you mentioned, the Kilmore Cup on Sunday, which has come up really strong, topped in the weights by Just a Canner with Paddy Payne. So that's a really good race, worth $160,000. So you would think they'd get a few good horses. But, big weekend for us. And obviously, the Tat Cup as well in Tatura. So lots to look forward to, and a busy couple of days for participants as well.
So you've got Just a Canter, High Stranger, Acadia Prince, Imperial Lads, Sir Simon, El Passam, El Passam, Laugh Along, all going around in that Kilmore Cup. So they'd be pretty happy with that field, I would imagine.
I think very much so. And then Mitch Friedman's also got a first starter over for Hong Kong from him, called Ho Ho Khan, with Talia Hope aboard, and they combined yesterday at Sandown for a winner. So they're in hot form, but that's a good field without looking into the form too much. Obviously, Just a Canner, we saw him win well over the carnival, so very strong.
So the question there, I might do that a little bit next week. We've had a few answers. They said three. It's definitely two, isn't it, Maggie?
Well, from my record books, unless he's gone under an alias, Zach Spain did win the cup last year on Vungas. And I'd imagine they would be trying to do the same thing next week. And also in 2018, aboard Goldfields. For
all right, then. So, Murray, David and Jeff, I'll take your numbers down and you can meet us there at the Calcutta on Thursday. Or next Thursday night, SSNA Club, Mitchell Beer, myself, Maggie Payne, Maddie Stewart, Maddie Nevitt will all be there. So we'll have a lot of fun there for the Calcutta. And hopefully we can make some money and have a bit of fun. There'll be a few of the major players, hopefully, that we can get along as well, so we can have a chat to them. And this is our first Calcutta on the road in a way, Maggie, but we're hoping to go around different country areas and different country cups and spend the night before the cup and have a little bit of fun with the Calcutta.
Yeah, we're going to get the calendar out and pencil a few in and hit the road. So it's exciting. And if you're in Albury or Wodonga, anywhere near there,
I think a few people I know that are coming from Shepparton, Wangaratta, and Leeton.
Oh, from Leeton.
Yeah.
Well, I said to my dad this morning, I'm hoping that they get a bit of rain so he can get off the header and come across. And
are you from Leeton?
No, I'm not from Leeton, but I'm from Yalgoogra North, which is near West Wyalong, but close enough to Leeton.
So how far is that away from
Albury? It'd be about 3 hours from Albury. But I'm driving 3 hours up to Albury, he can drive 3 hours down.
Just around the corner for the country folk in central New South Wales, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I remember heading to Albury for a race once and it came dead last, so it was a long 3 hours home, but, you know, that's what happens.
Well, Mitchell Beer is excited to see us, I think, anyway. So next Thursday night we'll be in Albury for the Calcutta, and then we'll be there on track there during Wodonga Cup Day. So looking forward to that. Someone needs to look after Matthew Stewart. So I think Maddie Nevitt's been employed by RSM once again to go and do a little bit of work, but to caretaker, as the caretaker for Maddie Stewart. Thanks for that, Maggie.
No, thanks, Gareth, and looking forward to next week.
Yep, can't wait. 12:30, we'll take a break.